Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1329 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. Although we have invested many months bringing lessons to help us to reflect or meditate on what is important in creating our living legacy, let us consider today, what is biblical meditation? In our Western cultures and probably throughout the world, we tend to associate happiness with money, sex, and power, preferably all three. While each of these is not inherently bad, in fact, they are gifts from God. But we see that in portions of Scripture, the life of Jesus and a strange lot of so-called mystics point to another source of happiness, which is meditation. As with the other classical spiritual disciplines, meditation cuts against the grain of living in a material world and may seem like a waste of time. But those who are trained in meditation will reap a harvest of happiness, a life of peace, joy, and love, and they will be able to be a blessing to many people. What is meditation? Quite simply, meditation is the intentional act of simplicity. It is not hard to understand why this is seldom practiced. Most of us live scattered lives, pulled in numerous directions by forces of work, family, church, recreation, friends, and so on. In addition, most people, including Christians, are always thinking, thinking, thinking. And while thinking is good, it is a God-given trait. Too much of it, or overthinking, which takes the form of replaying tapes of past conversations, planning tomorrow's activities, or daydreaming about the future, often lead to a complicated and unhappy life, which is why we need the simple act of meditation. Meditation is certainly not a panacea to our cultural or personal search for meaning, and meditation is certainly more than a theoretical admonition to simplicity. However, meditation is practical, easy, and, best of all, a means to happiness and a life lived with and for God. There are numerous things to say about meditation, and Psalms chapter 1 verses 1 through 3 provide some practical and pertinent counsels for joy, happiness, delight, and even prosperity. Let me read that passage to you. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit for each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Based on this passage, we would do well to meditate on the teachings of God. When it comes to meditation, it is important to remember that less is more. In other words, you might consider easing into meditation by reading a short narrative from the Gospel. When meditating, it is best to read slowly, perhaps pausing after each sentence. Don't be afraid to sit in silence for a few minutes, asking the Lord to help you to absorb it all. Using your imagination to fill out the picture can also be helpful. As an example, in the passage above, we are like trees planted along the riverbank, steady, calm, fulfilling God's purpose for our life on a daily basis. As another practical example of meditating on a Bible passage, I would encourage you to read the story found in Luke chapter 5 verses 1 through 11, which is where Jesus is calling his first disciples at the Sea of Galilee. As you read it, you might ask yourself, What might Jesus have been teaching to the crowds? What did it smell like or felt like to be in the water or in the boat with Jesus? After allowing yourself to enter the story as if you were actually there by using as many of your senses as possible, many have found it quite helpful to quietly repeat one of Jesus' sayings, such as the admonition to Peter, "Do not be afraid." As you repeat this phrase and allow each word to seep in, not only can we enter the story, but we are likely to find ourselves being challenged as well. The point is, the teaching of Scripture is a treasure house of material on which to meditate. As we eat the scroll, as the angel admonished John in Revelation chapter 9, verse 10, God's Spirit calms and simplifies our spirit, leading to a real sense of God's presence, a sense of joy, and the true source of happiness. Not only should we meditate alone, but we also need to meditate in community. In our narcissistic culture that encourages us to look out after number one, we can easily overlook the benefit of community. The reality is, meditating with others, whether it's a group at church, with a spouse, or a couple friends, this can be one of the richest unifying experiences that we can do. Meditation and community can keep us awake, accountable, and encouraged as we share our aha moments, our questions, and our doubts. That's not to say that meditating on Scripture can't be done alone. Rather, as we meditate and pray with others, the truth of Jesus' promise rings true as we read in Matthew 18, verse 20. "For where two or three are gathered together as my followers, I am there among them." The psalmist knew how fleeting our happiness could be. Not only does he tell us to meditate on Scripture and tells us with whom to meditate, but he also points out the reality that meditation is to be a way of life. It said in Psalms 1, "meditating on it day and night." In other words, meditation is much more than just getting alone and being quiet each morning and evening in order to read our Bibles, as important as that is. Rather, the point seems to be that meditation, like all spiritual exercises, is about cultivating a lifestyle of awareness to the reality of God in our midst. I hope that will help you to meditate a little better each day. And that is a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life, and encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,328 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available on wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.